Hello everyone, and today's topic for Take 5 for Tefillah will be the first bracha, and the title of the first bracha of Shimon Esrei is called Avos. Avos literally means the fathers. So why is this first bracha of Shimon Esrei called Avos? So presumably we would say because the Avos are mentioned in this bracha. The Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are mentioned in the very first bracha. We say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Question is, how do these references to the Avos, to our forefathers, define this blessing of Avos? So perhaps we could argue that before we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, before we have the audacity to pray to God, we must introduce ourselves. Why are we here? Why do we have the right to pray to God? And so we first establish our credentials. What are our credentials? We are here to pray to the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a relationship with God because we are children. We are heirs to these three forefathers. We are simply continuing their legacy. In other words, because they prayed to God and we are their descendants, so we can also pray to God. But from a, perhaps a halachic sense, the term Av means more than simply father. It means more than simply a biological father, an ancestor. But an Av may refer to the paradigm of the Jew, the source of the Jewish spiritual personality. And what do I mean by that? Well, the Gemara in Shabbos explains that we find the concept of Avos in other instances, meaning something else, not just fathers. There are 39 avos malachos. There are 39 primary categories of malacha on Shabbos. The Gemara Bava Kama speaks of arba avos nezikim, four primary categories of damage, perhaps paradigms. 39 paradigms of malacha, of forbidden work on Shabbos, four paradigms of damage. So perhaps these three avos refer to not just our three forefathers, but perhaps it refers to three different types of spiritual personalities, three different models of tefillah, three different models of prayer. After all, the Gemara in Brachos Dav Chav Vav asserts that the avos, at least according to one opinion, the avos established tefillah. Avram prayed during the day, Yitzchak prayed in the afternoon, and Yaakov prayed in the evening. And it wasn't simply different times of day that they prayed. Avram prayed when he was in a very secure state. He prayed for Sodom, but after he prayed, and while he was praying, he was in a very safe and secure position. Everything was pleasant for him, at least individually. When Yitzchak prays, so then he is nervous, he's anxious, he's waiting to see what shidduch, what girl would be brought back to him by Eliezer. And when Yaakov prayed at night, he was running for his life. He was scared. He was running from Esau. So not only did the Avos pray at different times, but they had different mentalities. They had different psychological makeups while they prayed. And therefore, the nature of their prayers must have been different. And essentially, what we are doing when we begin to recite the Shimon Esrei, when we begin to speak to God in this bracha of Avos, we are asserting that we come to God in every potential instance. We come to God during the day in happy times, and even at night during dark times. There are different models for building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each of these models is legitimate. So yes, we start the Shimon Esrei asserting why we have the right to belong here, because our Avos prayed to God, and we are simply following in their footsteps. But I believe that we are saying more. We are saying that no matter what state of mind that we find ourselves in, whether we find ourselves in an Avraham state, whether we find ourselves in a Yitzchak state of mind, or whether we find ourselves in a Yaakov state of mind, it is always an opportune time to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to approach God, and develop a relationship with Him. Have a wonderful day.